that are taken to cleanse the soul, or to get a break from the daily grind to places such as the beaches of California or Key West, Florida. But for some travelers, there is a journey embarked on 20 to 30 times in a row, paid for by their health insurance companies, where the landscape doesn't change, and the trip transforms not only their psyches, but their very lives. Join us now as writer Elizabeth Heffron and the Sandbox Radio Educational Division take you on a road trip of a lifetime, a dive in a hyperbaric oxygen chamber. Back in the 1930s, the U.S. military developed pressurized chambers as a means of combating the bends in their deep-sea divers.
Diver, in emergency ascent, prep the chamber.
Prep the chamber!
By the 1960s, hyperbaric oxygen therapy, or HBOT for short, was discovered to improve healing in a wide variety of medical conditions.
Amongst other things, there's slow-to-heal diabetic wounds, carbon monoxide poisoning, anaerobic infections of the blood and whatnot, sudden hearing loss, delayed radiation injuries, and that awful flesh-eating disease, what's it called? Oh, necrotizing fasciitis. That's a lot of stuff.
Thanks, fictional HBOT nurse. Just how does HBOT work miracles on such intractable conditions, one wonders? We asked Dr. Albert Skinich, a totally fabricated expert, whose information is surprisingly accurate.
Well, you see, narrator, the chamber is able to pressurize up to 3 or 4 times atmospheric pressure. This is akin to the pressure placed on a human being should they descend to 90 or 120 feet below the ocean surface.
Dive! Dive! Dive!
You combine that pressure with the delivery of 100% oxygen.
Tell him that's a heck of a lot of oxygen, Doc. We're normally breathing just 21% oxygen.
Okay, so you see, that much oxygen under heavy pressure forces the body into angiogenesis.
Angiogenesis?
The birthing of brand new blood vessels.
Little suckers just spring right up like magic.
It's those new blood vessels bringing hemoglobin to the wounded area on the backs of red blood cells that promote healing.
Hemoglobin, get your hemoglobin here.
Hi, gee, thanks, red blood cell. You're like totes nifty.
Yeah, back at you, wound. Feel better soon,
I'll
huh?
I'll do my best with all your manly help.
Oh, no touchy.
We're in luck, road trippers. Today, we dive into this unique scientific adventure ourselves. Our journey begins at the Center for Hyperbaric Medicine, located on the sloping hills of Seneca Street near downtown Seattle. The center is tucked inside the fourth floor wing of a major metropolitan hospital with the initials VM.
Oh, heck, it's Virginia Mason. Not like it's some big secret. They've got the only multi-place hyperbaric chamber in 5 states. The thing's like the size of an aircraft fuselage.
The mammoth chamber is parked like a beached whale on the polished linoleum floor. With its foot-thick steel walls and rounded submarine shape complete with portholes, one feels the urge to whistle that Beatles tune. Yes, that's it. Just outside the chamber sits the control panel, a display of dials and screens which would look at home in any nuclear power plant. Here, we meet our fictional control technician, Tamara.
Actually, it's Tamara. Like you're saying tomorrow with a Scarlett O'Hara or someone else accent.
Oh, all right. Tamara is in constant communication with the inside chamber attendant and controls both the rate of descending and ascending pressures as well as the flow of gases into the chamber.
So don't you mess with Tamara today.
Control, chamber pre-check is complete. We're ready for passengers.
Roger that.
Before we can enter through the human hatch and descend or travel, the naval term still used to describe this medical process, we're required to remove all articles of clothing and change into special 100% cotton scrubs and socks.
Whoa, Mr. Narrator, hold on there. You got to do that in an appropriate changing area.
Oh, my bad.
All right, let's go over the news. No wool or polyester clothing allowed in the chamber at any time, ever. Also, no jewelry. And make sure you've wiped any lotion or stray bits of makeup or sunscreen or whatnot off your face and body. And don't even think about taking any thin newspapers through the hatch.
Such unusual precautions are necessary to keep the chamber's occupants safe. Any small static charge given the effects of 100% oxygen under pressure could cause a spark, which could lead to fire, and ultimately...
Let's just say you don't want to blow up half of First Hill.
Once in appropriate travel wear, you are fitted for your neck ring around rubber seal that locks your specialized oxygen hood in place.
There. You look like a poor man's Matt Damon in that Mars movie.
Wearing the oxygen hood, a clear plastic helmet akin to an especially thick dry cleaning bag, you await the final countdown as the hatch is secured and latched.
You're the narrator?
Why, yes, I am.
I'm Sam, the made-up registered nurse who will be traveling with you today.
Nice to meet you, Sam.
Look, you can keep the hood off until we reach cruising depth.
Oh, thanks for the tip, Sam. A little overeager.
Dive commencing.
Okay, folks, we're traveling.
Sitting in a medical lounge chair, as the air is pressurized, one begins to sweat from the fascinating physiological heat given off in this exchange.
Everybody's ears okay?
Yeah, my ears are fine. It will take 10 to 15 minutes to get down to our ultimate depth. So let's turn our attention to the other four passengers making the dive with me today.
I'm Vernon.
Speak directly into the microphone, sir.
I'm Vernon, diabetic from the Tri-Cities, man of few words. Had my foot amputated 2 weeks ago, oozing like a son of a bitch. Also, I race horses.
And next to you is?
My name's Lacey. I'm a mother of three teenagers. I live in Bothell, divorced, I guess. I had radiation on my thyroid like 6 years ago. Anyway, now there's an issue with my jaw due to the radiation. It's a little scary.
How many dives is this for you?
This is my 11th, I think. I'm here for 40. I like these dives. You get 2 hours to yourself, no kids texting you, no insurance companies calling. About the only me time I get.
Not me. I bring my work in. Spencer, commercial real estate. Business is booming. I go straight to my offices right after this is over. In and out. Done. I'm on dive 29 of 30. Tomorrow, I ring the bell. On your last dive, you get to ring the bell. Everybody at the office wants to know why I've got to do this. I just say it's a heart deal. Have some issues with my heart. All you need to know.
And our last traveler.
Barb from Idaho, retired librarian and organic gardener. They don't have anything like this hyperbaric chamber in Idaho, so I'm staying in a motel nearby. I don't mind the dives. There's all these people you get to talk to. It's just going back alone to the hotel that's hard for me. I've got this bone infection that won't go away. Hopefully, this is helping.
Chamber, you've reached cruising depth.
Roger that. Okay, folks, time to put on those hoods.
Initiating oxygen flow.
Hey, narrator guy. Guess your radio show's got to stop for a while. Hard to talk while in the hood. Also, your microphone and sound equipment's totally verboten down here.
Excellent point, Sam. That's why I work in radio, where we can change time and space and ignore almost all the rules.
Suit yourself.
Look, could I say something?
Be my guest.
In the chamber, you stay away from politics, strange bedfellows and all that. There are people you travel with from five states, rural and city, from conservative to those Seattle nudists. You bring up the current surface shenanigans in a pressurized environment, and things can get dicey.
Well, sometimes the sessions are so much fun.
When no one's in pain.
And somebody tells a funny story about a cow farting.
Oh, yeah. Who was that guy?
Ignacio.
Oh,
with
yeah.
the sudden hearing loss.
Sometimes it's just really quiet down here, especially when you see someone struggling.
Huh. Where's Abe? Anybody seen him recently?
He had like 10 more dives or something.
Talked to him on Monday. He said he wasn't making much progress.
So he just quit?
I think so. I think he went back to Alaska.
Well, shit.
I was gonna bring him some root vegetables.
As our travelers breathe in the warmth of the hissing chamber, one can almost hear their hope for those oxygen-deprived parts of their bodies to begin to wake up, to regenerate, and start to work their magic.
Hemoglobin! Get your hemoglobin here!
The beneficial effects of 30 hyperbaric dives on the human body can last for up to 5 years. Do we emerge from this trip wiser, or do we surface and continue the day unchanged? Ignoring the delicate balance that exists at all times, but like a hawk sometimes swoops close enough to certain people, they feel the cool brush of life's tenuous promise. This, my friend, is up to the traveler.
Chamber, you've reached max time. Initiating ascent to surface pressure.
Roger that, and out. Hood's off, folks. We're heading up.
You know what? I'm ringing that bell today. For Abe.
For Abe.
Surfacing complete.
Hey, it was nice riding with you folks. Bye. Mr. Narrator, hope you got something good for your radio show.
It's all in the editing, Sam. Well, road trippers, we're back where we started with a few more blood vessels and a bit of insight about that workhorse of regeneration, the hyperbaric oxygen chamber. Join us next time as we all terrain it to the islets of Langerhans and explore the mysteries of the pancreas.
For Abe!
Ha 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 ha